You're listening to the B-Side on 91.5 FM NYC Radio. Hey everyone, thanks for tuning in to the B-Sides on 91.5 FM WNYE. I'm your host, Jenna X. Now on tonight's show, we're here at Wright's Recording Studio in lovely downtown Brooklyn. And I have one of my favorite bands from Denmark called The Forn Resort live on tonight's show for an in-studio performance. And, you know, I'm pretty excited about it. They're one of my favorite new artists out right now. And I can't say enough good things about these guys. They're super talented. And they've played in New York City several times last year, playing with some of my favorite locals like the Vandals and Autodrone and many others. And I gotta tell you, their live show, pretty impressive. Super tight band, a lot of energy, and it's just an all-around great show. And these guys just got back from being on tour with the Ravenettes, which is pretty impressive, I gotta say. So I'll be talking with the band a little later in the show about that tour and what they have coming up in 2012. So definitely stick around for that. But right now we're going to go into their first live performance. This is the Forn Resort live from Wright's Recording Studio with their song called Torch It on the B-Sides, 91.5 FM WNYE.
It's okay. This song is called Take a Walk, and that's our new single. And actually, Rasmus, he did a video for that, and that's supposed to come out sometime this spring, I guess, if he gets done. But here we go.
Resort live on the B-Sides from Wright's Recording Studio in Brooklyn. I'm your host, Jenna X. Thanks for tuning in. I'm here with the guys from Form Resort. Thank you so much for coming in and doing an in-studio session with us. It's a pleasure having you here. Now, let's start off by talking about your tour with the Ravenettes. Pretty impressive, well-deserved, and that had to be pretty amazing for you guys. How did you guys get on the bill with them?
Yeah, well, Miguel.
Well, there's the official version and there's the unofficial version. Thing is, I did Backline for the Ravenettes back in the day, and got to know them, Suna and Sharon. And there was this competition for supporting the Ravenettes on their Denmark tour, and they had to go through 600 bands that all signed up for this competition. Wow. But I figured, why not, contact the band directly. So that's what I did, and they never actually got back, but they picked us.
Oh, very cool.
No matter what, Sharon actually did a video interview, which they put online, where she explained why they picked us for the support act, because they really like our music, so... And I guess they wouldn't pick a bad band. Am I being too modest here?
No, I think it makes sense, you know? Yeah. I think we...
But yeah, no matter what, it was a killer tour. And when bands support the Ravenettes or bands that size, the audience just want to get the support act over with.
Right.
Because it's just going to be some BS and, you know, get to the main act now. But people were really surprised by us, and we had... Gaffa Magazine, which is the biggest music magazine in Denmark, they reviewed our show in at one of the shows, and which they didn't have to. They just decided to do that because the guy there, he was impressed by us. And so that's kind of a big kudo.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing, actually. So it sounded like it went great. What was your favorite show on the tour with them?
For me, it was Vega.
Vega in Copenhagen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. One of the best scenes in Copenhagen. It was really cool. It was packed.
Yeah, they had like
1,500 people.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, so it was kind of cool. Just walking on stage and just
feeling like Superman.
Yeah, just like counting it off and just like, you know, it was really cool.
Wow, that's so great. So how did you feel the crowd reacted to you guys?
It seemed like they were kind of surprised and blown away, I think. Because they were just standing there and it was a lot of applause.
A lot of applause.
That was cool. And they were actually pretty good at buying merch afterwards as well. So
that's really
it's
cool.
It's a good indicator of...
Yeah.
A thing you have to know is that in Denmark, people don't buy merchandise the same way they do in the States. Like, people, they don't walk with t-shirts from bands. They do, but not as much. So, but we sold, like, I don't know how much. I can't say that for tax reasons, but we sold a lot.
Well, that's great. So it sounds like it was a very successful tour for you guys. Tell us what you have coming up in 2012.
I think the good news is... that we are about to get played on the Danish national radio P3. So
they're actually playing us right now.
Yeah, so it's kind of cool.
That's a big step towards getting to play at Roskilde Festival. I don't know if you know Roskilde Festival.
Yeah.
It's like a 70,000 people festival, the biggest in Northern Europe, which takes place in the summer. And you usually need to have a Danish audience in order to play there. And well, it seems like we have more of an audience now after doing the Ravenettes shows. So that's kind of like, it was really like a big kick in the right direction.
Mm. Yeah, definitely. That's pretty amazing.
Then we actually have a small surprise coming up with the lead singer from...
Drowner.
From Drowner.
Oh, wow. That's really great.
Yeah, that's going to be very exciting, I think.
Definitely.
So we can't reveal too much.
No.
it started out as an idea about doing a vocal duet and... Yeah, she's really a cool singer, so we were like, okay, let's try and do this. Mm-hmm. So we're going to do like a cover of a huge American hit from the 80s.
Wow, that's really exciting. Definitely keep us posted here on the B-Sides. I'm dying to know what tune it's going to be that you're going to cover. So tell us, when will you guys be back in town?
In New York, we'll be back at Arlene's Grocery on March 10th. And we hope to play another show in New York on the 12th, but we still have to get that one booked.
Cool.
Yeah, we're playing, we have an official South by Southwest showcase this year, so we're booking shows around that.
All right, well, it sounds really exciting, and best of luck to you guys in 2012. You know I'm a big fan of yours, so definitely stop back in on the B-Sides when you can. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thanks.
All right, well, let's end the show with a few more live performances from the Foreign Resort. What do you guys got coming up next?
Well, this next song is called Dave. It's a new track that we did after we finished the EP, and we're really fond of that song, so check it out. We'll be right back.
voices endlessly. Are we ever gonna sort this out? Is this going to work? Stay hip, stay drunk all the time. Have another go, let's cross the line. Hanging out with your friends seems like this never ends. Sometimes you enter, sometimes you fall. I'm running, but I'm on your leash. I fall down, you drag me back. You just can't let go. You just can't let go.
Next track is called Colleen. That's off our EP. That's actually the first song on the EP that just came out November 8th on Monolith Recordings. And here we go.
Colleen,
B-Sides on 91.5 FM WNYE. You just heard the in-studio session with the Foreign Resort live from Wright's Recording Studio in Brooklyn. And for more information on the Foreign Resort, you can visit their website at theforeignresort.com. And if you're in the Brooklyn area and you're looking for a great studio to record and mix your tracks, definitely check out Wright's Recording Studio at WRITESrecording.com. Now, for the latest information on the B-Sides radio show, friend us on Facebook at facebook.com/915B-Sides. And you can also follow me on Twitter at TheB-Sides915FM. The next B-Sides in-studio session will be featuring a very talented duo from Austin, Texas, called Agent Ribbons. You can hear that right here on 91.5 WNYE and streaming live on our podcast on January 25th at 9:30 p.m. So right now I'm going to leave you with a little bit of Agent Ribbons. And I'm your host, Jenna X. Remember to keep supporting your underground musicians. I'll see you next time. Oh, it's all-